This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org. Home sellers have won a $1.8 billion award after a jury found a conspiracy among realtors. The influential National Association of Realtors and several real estate brokerage firms were ordered to pay damages to home sellers who said they were forced to pay excessive fees to real estate agents. A federal jury found that the parties had conspired to artificially inflate the commissions paid to real estate agents. The $1.8 billion award is a decision that could radically alter the home buying process in the United States, in part because the verdict allows the court to issue treble damages, which means the amount could swell to more than $5 billion. It's a decision that has the potential to rewrite the entire structure of the real estate industry in the United States, lowering the cost of moving homes by reducing commissions. Under a National Association of Realtors rule, a home seller is required to pay commissions to the agent representing the buyer, which sellers had claimed forced them to pay excessive fees to the agents. The home sellers said the brokerages collaborated with the National Association of Realtors to enforce what is called the Cooperative Compensation Rule. But under the verdict, the sellers would no longer be required to pay their buyers' agents, and agents would be free to set their own commission rates, which could be slashed in half or less. For example, a home seller with a $1 million home can now pay as much as $60,000 in agent commissions, $30,000 to their agent, and $30,000 to the buyer's agent. The lawsuit had been brought against the National Association of Realtors, real estate companies Keller Williams, RE/MAX, Anywhere, and Home Services of America in an antitrust suit brought by nearly 500,000 Missouri homeowners. On Tuesday morning, after deliberating for less than 3 hours, an 8-person jury delivered the verdict that there had been a conspiracy, and not only would the defendants be required to pay $1.8 billion in damages, but those damages could be tripled. The National Association of Realtors is the largest professional organization in the U.S. It has more than $1 billion in assets and owns the trademark to the word realtor, making a real estate agent's ability to buy and sell homes contingent upon the payment of membership dues in much of the country. After the verdict, the National Association of Realtors president said, "This verdict does not require a change in our rules," indicating that the association would appeal and continue charging its commissions. The ruling points to a shift in the way agent commissions are now paid. Redfin, which earlier this month ended its membership with the National Association of Realtors, said that the court decision will prompt homebuyers and home sellers to now question the standard practice of setting commissions between 5% and 6%. Other lawsuits are now imminent. Within minutes of receiving the verdict on Tuesday, the lawyers for the plaintiffs entered another class action suit into U.S. District Court in Missouri. That case, filed on behalf of 3 new home sellers, also claims that the practice of having home sellers pay sales commissions to buyers' agents is a violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act, and the U.S. Department of Justice is likely to pursue a more thorough investigation of how real estate transactions are handled in the United States. Bozeman High School has swept the state girls and boys AA soccer championships. The state AA soccer season was delayed 3 extra days after last week's snowstorm, but it was certainly worth the wait for Bozeman High, as both the boys and girls soccer teams hosted and won state championships on Tuesday in Bozeman. The Bozeman High girls AA top-seeded Hawks won in a 2-0 victory over the 1 seed from the West, Hellgate High. It's the Bozeman High School girls' 9th state title as a program and their first since 2016. The top-seeded Bozeman High School boys team needed just 1 goal to defeat the 4-seed Billings West team 1-0. For the Bozeman High School boys team, it's their 5th state title victory and their first since 2018. The last time one high school swept both Class AA soccer titles was back in 2012, and that time it was also Bozeman High.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.